Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Greg Anthony is with us here on Tiki and Tierney. What up, Greg? How you been?
Hey, I'm doing great, guys. How are you today?
Good, man. What's happening? You okay? Everything all right?
Everything is good, man. You know, I'm back up walking. I had a little surgery a little while ago, but all is well.
Oh.
All is well. I'm excited. I'm getting close to the All-Star Game, Super Bowl coming up.
Hall
of Fame induction, a lot of good stuff. You guys are busy today, I bet.
We're always busy. Hey, listen, Greg, if you're not busy, you're not working, man. You know what I'm saying? We always try to get our hustle on, Greg.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, T, do you know that, I don't know if I mentioned this last time, Greg's son, Cole, is, and I know, Greg, you're humble about this, one of the top five players in the country?
He's a good player. He's a good player.
He is. Yeah, you don't want his head to get too swollen there, but
yeah,
trust me.
You don't want to put him on blast.
Legit.
And like, have him start thinking too good about himself.
You got to send him to St. John's, Greg. We got to get the Johnnies going.
Well, I thought that they're having a pretty good year.
No, they are. They are. Chris is doing a good job.
They've had some tough losses, but. You
know, tell me about it.
That's
what
we expected.
Yeah. I hear you.
Hey, Greg, let me ask you about the trade deadline that's coming up in a couple weeks here. There's a couple of teams to talk about, one being the Lakers because of where they sit. But we started the season talking about, at least VT and I, and I think a lot of people, other people as well, how weird this roster was. There's a bunch of young guys, a bunch of old heads. You know, can it mix with LeBron in the middle? LeBron's been banged up, and they're sitting just outside of the playoff picture right now. What type of player makes them viable if they should try to go pick someone up at the trade deadline?
You know, the biggest issue they've had is injury.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you got to think about it. Rondo basically hasn't been there for an extended period of time.
Yep.
You know, Ball has dealt with his injury. You had Ingram out for an extended period. Obviously now LeBron being out. And so if you just go back and look at them when they were basically a healthy group, they were a four seed. So, you know, I don't know that I'm in a rush to make a major move because I don't want to eliminate my flexibility in the offseason,
yeah.
A. And B, I still want to give these young guys an opportunity to see what their ceiling is.
Yeah.
You know, I think Kuzma is the one guy that's maybe separated himself a little more than a couple of the other younger players in terms of being a part of the solution moving forward. But I think it's probably too early to give up on a Brandon Ingram or Alonzo Ball. So I think they're trying to weigh the opportunity when now. And I think it's changed somewhat, too, because I think coming into the season, no one saw the chaos and the parity that you have in the Western Conference. You know, like, I think the fact that it Golden State's still the creme de la creme. They're the team to beat. But if you're the Lakers, why can't we beat everybody else?
Yeah,
you know,
I agree.
They have to feel like in a seven-game series with LeBron James, they can beat anybody else four times. And if you do that with that roster, you really set yourself up to be a major player with the A-list free agencies in this upcoming offseason. So,
yeah.
Like, it's a tough call because if you pull the trigger – first of all, you can pull a trigger that did not work.
That's a good point. But also, Greg, you don't want to wait. I mean, how much longer of LeBron at his peak do we have? So, like, I understand. Yeah, you can wait a year. We don't need it right now. But what happens if, like, next year is that year that LeBron steps off the cliff? I don't think it's going to happen, but you never know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you don't know that, and it's tenuous if you're – Magic Johnson and Rob Pelinka right now, because you don't know, but you also have to assume that he's unlike any other guy we've seen in our league. You know, we've never had a guy in his 15th or 16th year be the unquestionably best player in the league.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's never happened before, even with the all-time greats. You know, at this point, they're just hanging on. Generally speaking, they're not really relevant in terms of the big picture, the big landscape of the game. So, listen, I will say this. It's also a good problem to have.
Yeah,
because this is still a business. And listen, he's shown this year when he's ready, the Lakers are relevant. And again, because there's Golden State, and remember this too, there's a reason why Kevin Durant signed a one-year deal last year. There's a reason, because there's a very good chance he won't be there next year.
Yeah.
So now what happens in the Western Conference if Kevin Durant not with Golden State?
True.
You know, so, like, there's no, you know, that roster, I do not believe, will be similar to what we see this year. I really firmly believe that Kevin Durant won't be. And there's no inside information, and I don't even know that he knows it, but I just have a sneaky suspicion. And I've said, listen, there's a reason. Like, when LeBron came to L.A., he signed a four-year deal. When he went back to Cleveland, if you remember, it was 1-1.
Yep.
So there was always the thought that in his mind he left open. There's a reason why. Kevin Durant's not going to get more money by signing a one-year deal. You know, he's already met all of the criteria you need to get the Supermax. So he did that. In essence, it wasn't so much about the money. It was about the leverage and him being able to control where he wanted to go next season.
Okay. We're talking to Greg Anthony, NBA analyst, Turner Sports, and he's with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. 12 years in the NBA, UNLV, of course, point guard, lefty. All right, let me ask you this here. You know, we don't talk a lot about Jamal Murray, and we don't really talk a lot about Denver because I don't think anybody truly believes that they're championship viable at this point. I know they're good. I know they could score. I know they've got players. But I read this really good article, ironically, today, Greg, about Murray. You saw that?
Yes, I did.
Wow. About how his dad was a martial artist and he raised him. I mean, basically pushed him you think Rocky when he went to Russia to fight Drago? I mean, that's what I envisioned as I'm reading this article, as he's training for basketball in Canada. It was an amazing look into his soul and his spirit as a competitor. Who are the Denver Nuggets? Is this just a little blip, a little fun dance, or are they beginning to make their mark and going to be around for a long time?
Well, I look at this team. Let's go back a few years. Let's go back to the year that the Warriors won the championship. Going into that season, there isn't one person who thought they would be world champs. Not one. There was never any discussion about them being that team. And what happened was those young guys said, why not? Why can't we be? And things kind of fell into place for them, you know, because people saw there were injuries. Yeah, most championships that are won, there are significant injuries that play a role. And everything fell into place for them, and they end up being the world champs. And you look at Denver coming into this season, nobody thought that they would be, at this point, the one seed or basically tied for the one seed in the Western Conference. Jokic, his ascension as a top-level player. You also look at the growth you just talked about with Murray. And remember this, too, with this group. You don't talk about injuries. They've had as many as anybody. You know, they've had major guys. You know, Barton, he missed, I think, 30 games. Gary Harris has missed a stretch. They also, Millsap has missed significant time. They've had a lot of significant players who've been out, yet they've been able to still win a lot of basketball games. And when you win, and Tiki, you know this as well, confidence is everything in sports.
Yeah,
it's not really talent that separates the best players, from generally speaking, from the 10th best. It's the confidence and the consistency with which you can perform. And this team, with every game, they get more confidence. They get more belief. And you're seeing it across the league with a lot of young. Look at Sacramento.
Sacramento, the Nets. Again,
look at these young teams, because these young guys are different than the guys. Remember when we all played, Tiki, I'm putting you and I in the same category.
Yep, because we are.
We basically, you know, there was a pecking order. Like, you had to wait your time. When you went to college as a freshman.
That's right.
You didn't expect to start. Nope. You were like, you had to wait your time.
And earn it.
These guys don't believe that. They don't think that way anymore. Yeah. They're already in high school thinking about being a pro. They've already got the mindset. That Jamal Murray's article kind of speaks to them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, you're right.
There's it was a good article.
That they have in themselves at a much younger age. So when they get to the big stage and they're more prepared. You asked me about my son. Like, they're more prepared for this stuff because they experienced the exposure in the 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th grade. I said this to a friend of mine. I was like, you know, my son is probably more popular today than I was as a rookie coming off one of the best college teams ever.
Wow.
Than they knew me at that point.
Hey, Greg, he also benefits because you're his dad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's kind of like if you look at football, like Pat Mahomes benefited because of his dad.
Yeah,
right?
We don't talk about all the prospects like we do Cole because we don't know all of their dads, to Tiki's point.
Yeah.
No, but I hear what you're saying too, Greg.
Yeah, you're right. Real quick, because we only have about a minute and a half here, Greg. James Harden is on this ridiculous streak right now. I mean, 20 straight games of 30-plus. They're 14-6 during this stretch. Well, it's not that it's sustainable, but is it good for the Rockets? Like, the ball movement has slowed down a ton. He's killing the court in front of him. You watch some of these games, win or lost. Nobody else in the starting lineup has double figures. Is this good for them?
Well, there's a reason why those other guys don't get double figures, because they're not double figure scorers. Okay, so like Diggy, like if you got a football team and you don't have any ability to run the football, but you got Pat Mahomes, think he's gonna throw it 50 times?
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
like,
I hear
what
you.
Else are they? How else are they gonna win?
Gotcha.
There are three other top players. Basically, Paul is out.
Yeah.
Capella's out. Gordon was out. So who else is going to score for him?
Yeah.
What's scary is that he's able to do it when you know that they don't have those other guys. You know, I mean, that to me is what's most impressive. You go into a game plan against the Rockets knowing, look, we just got to contain him. Everybody else is basically just a spot-up shooter. And they still can't stop him.
Yeah.
So,
it's
amazing. Like, they don't have a choice. What he's done is put them in a position. Remember, five weeks ago, when Chris Paul went down, everyone broke their bones.
It's true.
They were like the 11th seed. Now all of a sudden they're right in the thick of it, and eventually those guys will come back. And so he's basically got to carry the load until those guys get back if they want to have any chance. And again, like I said, they're like everybody else. They're saying, man, yeah, Golden State. Who else can beat us four times if we're healthy and we're right?
Yeah.
That's what's going to make it so, I think, intriguing as we get to the second half of the season and start working on that playoff scene.
Definitely a lot of things to be settled. Greg, we got to bounce. But, of course, Greg Turner, sports NBA analyst, Greg Anthony. Tune in tomorrow, 7 Eastern. Find out the 2019 All-Stars, the starters, the captains, followed by the Warriors and the Wizards, and, of course, the T-Wolves and the Lakers. And check Greg out on TNT's Tuesday NBA coverage, which begins next week, January 29th. Greg, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you.
Oh, all right, guys. Be good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.